The Lord is good. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord is so good. This week, in my reading plan through the New Testament, I'm in Ephesians chapter 3, and seemed like every time I'd sit down to read, I'd get interrupted and go back to it and try to pick up where I left off and get interrupted again. So I read one verse like over and over and over again this week, which is great because it's like, wow, that is a awesome verse. So I thought, well, maybe, Lord, you want me to share that verse today, because it's rich. It's Ephesians 3:12. Paul is talking about the gospel, that he was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, the working of his power through the good news to transform lives. That was according to God's eternal purpose, that he realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. And here's the verse: in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. I just love the stacking of words to describe our relationship with God that we have through Jesus in the gospel. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we have boldness. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy to think that the God of the universe, a holy, righteous, absolutely just God against whom we have sinned, we can approach him with boldness. That is crazy. I won't tell you who, but somebody recently got a speeding ticket and show up in court, and you go in to the judge. You better exercise some humility there, right? It's not a place where you march in and show boldness, or things are not going to go well for you. There's just some practical life tips there for you. Humility is good in that sense. This is the judge of the universe against whom we are guilty, and through Jesus Christ, we can approach him with boldness, confidence, no fear. That is crazy. That is rich. That's a treasure. In whom we have boldness and access. Can't talk today. We have access with confidence. I'm trying to put those two words together, I guess. We have access. The God, the judge of the universe, the God of this speeding ticket, had to schedule an appointment. Had to schedule it quite a ways out to get an appointment, and had to reschedule it and to get in. It's like, sorry, I can't see you now, and you're going to have to wait in line, and it's going to be a while. And it's like, we have the God of the universe, the God who runs all creation, the God who manages everything, is sovereign over everything. You have constant, unlimited access to him whenever. You don't have to make an appointment. He doesn't have to schedule you in. You can simply say, Lord, and he says, yes, I'm listening to you. We have that kind of a relationship. We have access. That should just blow your mind. It's like, seriously? We can speak to the God of the universe anytime that we want to? With confidence, access with confidence. So not access with fear, wondering, oh, man, is he in a good mood today? Is he mad at me? Is this going to go well? Is access with confidence is like, I can run and jump into his lap knowing that his loving arms are going to totally just hug me and embrace me and show me love because he loves me. He's crazy about me. It's like, wow, that is so amazing what we have in Jesus. And it brought me looking at that verse, in Jesus Christ our Lord, we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. And so Paul says, so I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. He's like, yeah, I'm suffering, but look what we have together. Look at that boldness, the confidence, the access we have together. Don't lose heart. Whatever the circumstances you're facing, I'm facing, don't lose heart. Look at what we have. Treasure together what we have. Brought me back to chapter 2. I was like, that sounds familiar. You go back to chapter 2, he talks about our separation, our alienation, our distance from God, our hopelessness in the world. And he says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. He himself is our peace. He's abolished the dividing wall of hostility. He's abolished the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, Jew and Gentile, making peace. He might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who are far off and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So through Jesus Christ, through his blood, through his sacrifice, through the Holy Spirit awakening and making us alive to enjoy God's presence, we have boldness, confidence, access to God the Father. Anytime, all the time. What a treasure we have. I'm going to invite the men to come. We're going to remember together, and we're going to just treasure together this truth of our access through Jesus to God, because of his blood, because of his body broken, his blood poured out for me. I have access to God. I have confidence in the presence of God. All my sins are forgiven because Jesus paid the price in full, and God won't require the same price for the same sin twice. All my sin was put on Jesus. He paid it in full. And now I have confidence. I can step into his presence knowing that I'm loved. Let's give thanks. We'll serve you. If you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Jesus, a believer in Jesus and him alone, you're welcome to remember with us. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. God come in the flesh to rescue sinners. To lay down your life, Jesus, to shed your own blood to pay our price, to bring us near, because you love us. We just stand this morning amazed at the treasure we have in you, the access we have through you. We want to remember and reflect together and treasure together what it cost. And just let our hearts be overwhelmed with gratitude toward you and say thank you for paying my price, for purchasing me, for setting me free, for welcoming me in. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for bread and juice, that simple things that remind us of the infinite cost that you paid on the cross for each one of us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us on that cross 2,000 years ago, that still today is so powerful, so active, setting captives free. Father, thank you that we can be speaking to you right now, and you're listening, and you love us, and you are inclined toward us. You are just eager to embrace us and meet us right where we're at and show us your love and your grace. Thank you for the welcome that we experience. Thank you that our sins are gone, nailed to the cross. His body broken for you. Take and eat. Let's blood poured out for you. Drink.